KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies with the line of moderate showers stretching from just north of Atlantic, pretty much right on down the Highway 71 corridor, down to between Villisca and Corning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Those showers are moving off to the east-northeast as the morning progresses. There is a flash flood watch that has been issued beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon and running through 7 a.m. Sunday for a good chunk of our listening area, most of the listening area, in fact, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Expect heavy rainfall today and overnight with locally 1 to 3 inches possible and some higher amounts in heavier embedded storms. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.4% in April for the 10th month in a row. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the jobless rate held steady where it has been since July of 2018. Iowa has the nation's third lowest rate behind only Vermont and North Dakota, and we're tied with New Hampshire. The number of Iowa residents with jobs in April increased by 4,600 to 1.67 million. The number of unemployed residents dropped to 40,400. Iowa's figure compares to a national unemployment rate of 3.6% in April. A monthly survey of rural bankers in parts of 10 plains in western states shows they're rapidly losing confidence in the region's farm economy. The Rural Main Street Survey for May, released on Thursday, shows the survey's overall index dropping from 50 in April to 48.5 this month. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, blames trade tensions and tariffs, saying they're contributing to losses suffered by grain farmers, although livestock producers are faring better. Still, Goss said bankers believe the negatives far outweighed the positives. The survey's confidence index, which gauges bankers' expectations for the economy 6 months out, plummeted from 50 to 38.2, its lowest level in almost 2 years. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a 2017 law that removed bargaining rights for many state employees in cases filed by the Iowa State Education Association and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The court ruled on Friday 4-3 that the law withstands constitutional challenges. Both decisions were written by Justice Thomas Waterman, an appointee of former Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who supported the new law. Waterman found the law rational and that it should remain in effect. Justices concluded the legislature was rational in giving certain public safety employees the right to bargain over many more issues than those in unions, in which fewer than one-third of the members are public safety workers. The unions had argued the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Iowa Constitution. A bill that has cleared the U.S. House would make it easier for generic drugs to be sold in America, a move meant to limit the rising cost of prescription drugs. Third District Congresswoman Sidney Axne of West Des Moines says prescription medications cost more in America than any other country.
A woman from West Des Moines wrote to me that her medication used to cost $50 for a 90-day supply, and now that price has gone up to $1,000. And her family found they can buy the same medication in Canada for $60.
Axne accuses brand-name drug manufacturers of using delay tactics to prevent cheaper generics from being sold.
A teacher in Farragut who's had diabetes for 20 years is spending over $750 a month for insulin. That's a third of her take-home pay, and she needs a second job just to cover her costs.
The House bill would forbid brand-name drug makers from paying a generic manufacturer not to sell the cheaper generic alternative. In addition, the bill would make it easier for generic drug manufacturers to get important data about brand-name medications.
I ran for Congress to protect Iowans, not Big Pharma. And this bill will help bring generics to market quicker to lower the cost for consumers and save billions in taxpayer dollars.
Axne, a Democrat who's in her first term in Congress, made her comments during a brief speech on the House floor. She did not mention other components of the bill, some of which are designed to help Americans navigate the insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. Republicans in the Senate and President Trump oppose those parts of the package that House Democrats have put together. A top prosecutor in eastern Iowa's Dubuque County says he has no immediate plans to file charges against a group that's been violating state law by distributing sterile needles to intravenous drug users. The group, Dubuque Harm Reduction, has been open about its activities, sending a letter to county supervisors earlier this month that detailed the group's services and included an offer to be a resource to the county. The nonprofit provides medical grade clean injection supplies and offers HIV and hepatitis C testing, along with wound care kits and fentanyl testing strips. A bill legalizing such services in Iowa failed to advance during the recent legislative session. The prosecutor, County Attorney C.J. May III, said it's obvious there is a public health issue involved. Authorities say a West Des Moines associate high school principal was injured while intervening in a student fight. A letter sent to Valley High School students' family said that the fight broke out at around 8:10 a.m. on Thursday and was a continuation of a conflict earlier in the week. Administrators had met earlier with one of the students in an attempt to defuse the situation. District spokeswoman Lane Mendenhall-Buck said no students were injured Thursday, but associate principal David Perrigo was taken to a hospital for examination. Mendenhall-Buck said it's her understanding that Perrigo was accidentally injured and not targeted by any of the four students involved. The letter said three students involved in the fight were taken to the school office and their parents were contacted. The fourth student left school and West Des Moines police were investigating. A Des Moines man accused of killing his cousin has been ruled mentally competent to stand trial. 30-year-old Sean Foster pleaded not guilty earlier this week to a charge of first-degree murder. Foster is accused of killing 50-year-old Albert Barron III in December. The two were roommates. The court document says a judge previously ruled that Foster suffered from a mental disorder that prevented him from understanding the charges against him. The trial is scheduled to begin July 15th. Federal prosecutors say two Iowa men face charges in a separate child pornography cases. Officials say 35-year-old Aaron Olson of Nora Springs is charged with two counts of sexual exploitation of a child. The indictment says that between 2017 and 2018, Olson used two minors to engage in sexually explicit conduct to produce child pornography. He faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted. Olson was being held without bond. Prosecutors said also 31-year-old Derek Clemens of Evansdale has been charged with receipt and possession of child pornography. Investigators say he knowingly accessed child pornography on his cell phone. If convicted, Clemens faces up to 40 years in prison. He was also being held without bond. A northeastern Iowa man has been charged with first-degree murder in the 2018 death of a four-week-old infant. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Criminal Investigation Division says 22-year-old Dean Hettinger of Westgate was arrested Thursday at the Blackhawk County Jail, where he was being held in an unrelated case. Hettinger is also charged with child endangerment causing death. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office was called April 30th of last year for a report of a Westgate infant taken to a hospital with severe brain injuries. The baby, Holton Smith, was later taken to an Iowa City hospital where he died on May 27, 2018. Officials say Hettinger was the baby's caretaker. Hettinger was being held in the Fayette County Jail on $1 million bond. And Memorial Day and the traditional beginning of summer are quickly approaching. Unfortunately, with the increase in summer traffic, there will also be a rise in traffic crashes and fatalities. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports last year there were four traffic fatalities in Iowa roadways over the Memorial Day weekend, four deaths that may have been prevented. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in 2017, there were 10,076 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes nationwide. A majority of those lives could have been saved, they say, if they had been wearing seatbelts. The National Click It or Ticket campaign will take place May 20th through June 2nd. State and local agencies across the state will be stepping up seatbelt enforcement with the goal of protecting you and your family. Also, they'll be looking out for texting drivers. The Iowa Department of Public Safety and the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau want to remind all drivers of the importance of seatbelt use, and they say buckle up every trip, every time. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.